Hello everyone, this is Iyabo Asani at CoachIyabo.com, and today we're going to talk about your strength is your leadership. What do I mean by that? We are so trained to fix what's broken within us and diminish what is our strength. So someone walks up to you, if you're a woman, oh, you have such a beautiful smile. Oh, really? Thank you. Oh, your hair looks gorgeous today. Oh, it took me 3 hours. Really? I thought it looked ratty. Oh, you're such an awesome businesswoman. Really? I don't think of myself that way. And then here you are, you're not good at something. Maybe you're not good at the accounting. And you labor every night going over the accounting. And you sweat and you're nervous about doing it. And then you postpone doing it. You know, you don't like doing it. And then it sits there for weeks on end. And before you know it, you have some sort of a financial disaster. This is not leadership, ladies and gentlemen. What I want you to do is focus on your strengths. So if you're good at making a product, focus on it and deliver it. If you're good at coaching and it's what makes you high, it's what gives you a natural passion, coach. If you're good at mentoring, mentor. If you're good at using specific tools in your marketing or in your business, do it. And your weaknesses, you delegate out. So if you're not good with the money, you hire a bookkeeper to come in and sit with you and walk through the bookkeeping with you. And you create systems so that you can still keep a hand on the till and outsource the painful parts to the bookkeeper. Do you think Oprah handles all of her bookkeeping and all of her money business, yet she signs every single check that comes out of her business? So that's one way of thinking about it. And the sooner you delegate out your weaknesses, the sooner your success is focused on your strength. So next time someone compliments you on what you know is your strength, find a very authentic way for you to say, thank you. That means the world to me that you gave me that compliment. I appreciate that. And I love knowing that I am effective in such and such a way. Now try it on for size. It is so important. So what's the lesson today? Cater to your strengths. And leave and delegate and outsource your weaknesses. You see, when you're in your strengths, you shine. When you do that effectively, what I'm teaching you in this audio, all your good vibration, your good energy goes towards doing what you do best. And you know that what you appreciate appreciates. So whatever you're doing that you do from a place of strength will grow and expand and expand and expand and be even better than it was before. So today, outsource, delegate one thing. If you have to find an intern, if you have to find somebody, if you have to hire something, whatever your weakness is, identify it, delegate it out. You'll be delighted that you did that. So if you want help discovering your strengths and parlaying them into a successful business venture or to enhance your already existing phenomenal business, contact me, coach@coachiyabo.com. Have an awesome, effective day. Bye.